When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, 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 everyone. Nick here again, back with another Pointless Sports Opinion baseball podcast. We're going to be covering the MLB again. Nice and dreary, cold on a Sunday evening here. So we have baseball all day. That's what I've been doing, watching ball and sleeping. So we're going to get right into it. Follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram. Pointless Sports Opinions everywhere else. And we do have a new website up where there's some content there. You know, you can see our videos, the latest ones, some blogs the boys and myself write at pointlesssports.com. So I'm jumping straight into it. Last week I was all things New York with the Mets and the Yankees. I'm still sticking to that storyline here, everyone. I don't like the Mets or the Yankees, but they look pretty dang good. The Yankees more than the Mets. I'll get to that in a sec. But we got the Yankees here at 29-10 as the weekend ends. They're in fuego, and you see a lot of these baseball games. They get the Yankee stat line of their record, and they go to a World Series every time they start like this, and Yankees fans are probably watering at the mouth because it's been since 09 since they won the World Series, and they've even been to one. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton continue to just be the big boppers in that lineup. Judge, as of the start of the day today on Sunday, the 22nd of May, he had 14 homers, and Giancarlo had 11. And then Rizzo has 10. These guys are bopping. And Nestor Cortez coming out, surprisingly, being a really, really good, I'd almost say, ace for this staff. You know, you have Gerrit Cole in there, too. But everyone's really doing really well for him. Shut down bullpen for the most part. They did lose reliever Chad Green. He was a big piece to that bullpen for the year with Tommy John, but we'll see how it goes. 29-10, they're not really missing a beat. But we can go to the other NL team in New York, the Mets. They're 27-15. They're chugging right along. That's the best record in, sorry, not the best record, but the most wins tied with the Dodgers in the NL. And their division's been lackluster. So we have Atlanta at 19-20. Atlanta at 19-22 and Philly at 19-22 and the Marlins at 18-22. So, you know, those are the teams that we can say are right behind them that really aren't. But Mets still keep chugging along. They just took 3 of 4 from the Cardinals last week and this past series. And the Mets are splitting the first two games of their series this weekend in Colorado. So this is before the games are over today. But big bad news for the Mets is their ace, Max Scherzer, went down with an oblique injury over the past week. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. That's tough. and they're already missing DeGrom. He did have some reports saying that he's progressing, his shoulder's looking better, so maybe we'll see him in July. They might have DeGrom and Scherzer come back at the same time, and that'd be good if they lucky if they're both good and back at that same time. The Mets might have Scherzer and DeGrom come back at the same time, and if those guys can come back firing on all cylinders, watch out, and especially if they can stay at the top or around the top of the division. Let's go, Mets, is what it's going to look like. Missing Tyler McGill as well, who was another piece of their rotation that they needed to do good. So the holdovers, it looks like Chris Bassitt, Carlos Carrasco, and Taijuan Walker, with Trevor Williams probably getting some starts, and they're probably going to call up some dudes from the minors to maybe see some starts going. But if they can keep it afloat, man, I like this offense a lot too. Pete Alonso's playing really well. Jumping deals looking good. Francisco Lindor started off really well, not doing great. But Marcano, Bannon, Nimmo, and then Starling Marte. What's not to love? But we'll see what happens with this pitching staff being pretty depleted. But we'll see if the Mets can stay afloat, because they look like they are legitimate. But we never know if the Mets or when the Mets are going to Met. And in this division, I'll stick with it, because I think we could see Bryce Harper with another MVP year. We're seeing him play well already, but he's got a torn UCL in his arm, his throwing arm, so the dude can't throw. The Phillies were given a gift with a DH this year, so Harper can just sit in the DH role and hit and hit and hit, because that's all he needs to do. But he's their best offensive player, their best player overall. This Philly staff is struggling, really. They're relying on the guys like Zach Wheeler, who had a great year last year. He's been a little above average. Aaron Nola's been right around league average, and so it's Kyle Gibson. Zach Eflin, I think it's a contract year for him. He's been right around league average as well. They just need these guys to tighten up, keep it together, and they need this offense to perform. JT Realmuto needs to be better, but Hoskins, Segura, Alec Bohm, those are guys they've had for a while that they're really looking for them to carry their weight, especially if Harper stays hurt. And the newcomers, Castellanos and Schwarber. Schwarber's hitting 200. Castellanos kind of doing his thing. He's hitting 260. But we'll see what happens here. They are second in the division, but they're already back 7.5 games. There's a little worry on my end for all three of those teams in the East that are trailing the Mets, the Braves, the Phillies. I mean, the Marlins kind of play with house money, so. I will say one thing about this Phillies team. If they don't get it together and at least make a playoff appearance, I'd say Joe Girardi's job is in danger, man. They could see this guy losing his job. They spent a lot of money. They have good players on that team, but there's big expectations here in Philly, and they haven't really been able to capture that team that was from the late 2000s or in the early 2010s. So we'll see if they can go on a run, but they're not my favorite in this division. They're not even my favorite to win a wild card spot 1, 2, or 3. But speaking of wild card teams right now, St. Louis Cardinals are one of those wild card teams right now. They're chasing the Brewers in that division as of the end of their two games today, the Brewers and the Cardinals. Brewers are leading the NL Central by 3.5 games over the Cardinals. The Cardinals are 5 games above 500. They did just sweep the lowly Pittsburgh Pirates. Cardinals always beat up on the Pirates. In this series, you saw Nolan Gorman make his MLB debut, and he played pretty damn well for the Cardinals. Big things are expected out of him, and he didn't disappoint this weekend. You saw Albert Pujols hit 2 home runs in today's game, one off of a position player, but Albert's slowly climbing up that home run list. He's just climbing up every single offensive stat list you can think of. Cardinals did see their offseason acquisition starter, Steven Matz, throw 4 pitches today and leave the game. So that's troubling news. But yesterday, on Saturday, they saw another top prospect of theirs, probably their premier starting pitching prospect, Matthew Liberatore, he made a start. He made his MLB debut. He had 4 2/3 innings. He gave up 5 runs. But he did get sent down, I believe, to get some guys up. But you're probably going to see this guy take over a starter's role in the rotation solely because of his injury to Matt. But this Cardinals team has had some big struggles out of some guys who they thought would be great, like Paul DeJong gets sent down to the minors because he's struggling so bad. Tyler O'Neill, who's hitting under 200, they put him on the DL with an injury, shoulder injury. We'll see if that was kind of a phantom injury. Maybe he comes back in 10, 15 days, however long the IL is right now. And we'll see if he gets some minor league rehab starts just to get some at-bats and fix whatever funk he's going through, because they need this guy. They need this guy to perform badly. One more thing about the Cardinals. Miles Michael is looking really good. And he's probably their ace. Adam Wainwright's still looking good, too. And then Dylan Carlson, their outfielder, also may be hurt. So it's easy to beat up on these bad teams. So if the Cardinals can beat up on the Cubs, the Pirates, and the Reds and hold their own against the Brewers, I don't see why they wouldn't be a playoff club, but they need to beat up on the Brewers as well and play well against them to win this division. But the Brewers look pretty damn good. Next thing I want to jump to is the best player on the Angels. And no, it's not Shohei Ohtani or Mike Trout. It's a guy you've probably never heard of. Taylor Ward, having a career start to his year. Dude's hitting 370 with a 481 OBP. His OPS plus is 248. He's coming out of nowhere for this team.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
He's their best offensive player. I mean, Mike Trout's still their best player, offensively, defensively. But Taylor Ward looks great. Dude's making a run in an all-star appearance. He's 28, but he's finally figuring it out for himself, which is good for him personally and also really good for the Angels. But the Angels are doing good. They're still right up at the top of that division, 25-17. They did go through a little scuttle here lately, but they were only a game and a half out of first place to start the day today. Mike Trout is still knocking the cover off the ball, so that's awesome to see. And they're getting a lot of really good performances from Shohei. Michael Lorenzen signed him in the offseason to be a starter. He's kind of been really good for him. 125 ERA plus, he's 5-2. He was kind of a two-way player for the Reds, if you guys remember. He'd play a little outfield, he'd hit a little bit, he'd relieve for him. But now he's a full-time starter, and the Angels are glad they snagged him because he's been really good for him right now. But I really like this Angels team. They finally have starting pitching. Shohei and Noah Syndergaard, and they've also got Michael Lorenzen doing really well. So they can just, if they can get one more guy to really help them establish a fourth member of this bullpen, which I shouldn't say one more guy because Reed Detmers has been solid. I wouldn't say really good, but he threw a no-hitter for him. He is only 22. He's a young rookie, so it's his first year, but he's keeping guys off base. So I like where this Angels team is heading. I kind of want to pick him for a World Series winner here because I love Mike Trout. I love Shohei Ohtani. Stay healthy. Watch him go out and make a big mid-season transaction to kind of bolster the starting rotation. Because the Angels aren't afraid to do that. They've always been a team that will do that. So watch out for these Angels, folks. But just jumping around. The Red Sox have kind of made a little run. I think they've now won 5 in a row. So they're 19-22. They're not as pitiful as they were last time I recorded. Toronto's kind of struggling. 22-19, we all thought this was the darling of the division. We were going to watch them kick in everyone's teeth and knock down the door and take over that spot as the best team in this division. And then Tampa Bay's still doing their thing, 24-16. Can never count this team out. They're really, really good. I kind of just want to make some early, way too early, predictions for the Cy Young. But we've seen Justin Verlander come back with a vengeance for the Astros. I don't know who he sold his soul to or what fountain of youth he found, but dude is 6-1 with a 1.22 ERA through 51 2/3 of an inning. Still striking out. Dude's almost at a strikeout an inning. He, if you guys remember, so 2019 he won the Cy Young. 2020 he started the first game, tore his elbow or whatever, banged himself up, had Tommy John. So he missed all of 2021, but this dude comes back at the age of 39, doesn't miss a fucking beat. Can't believe it. He was a free agent for anyone to grab. Astros gulped him up because they knew what they had, I guess. Can't count out Justin Verlander. If you guys remember, what, back in 2014-15, we kind of thought he was cooked. He had that MVP Cy Young Award season in 2011. And now, since pretty much 2016, for the most part, this dude has been a top 5-3 pitcher in baseball. I mean, we can list them with Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw and one of those elite, elite talents who just knows how to keep evolving and being phenomenal. So I definitely want to pick him as my early favorite for the Cy Young and the AL for the Astros. The NL, it's kind of hard. It's a little tighter because you don't really see someone like Verlander doing something crazy like that. I mean, Miles Michaelis is doing really well for the Cardinals. He's 3-2 to start the year and 48 1/3 of an inning, so he's got 8 starts at 1.68 ERA. Not getting a ton of run support, but he's also coming back from, you know, injury-plagued seasons. 2020 didn't play at all. 2021 he had 9 starts, and so if he can have a big bounce-back, healthy year, I definitely can. And because he was great his first year with the Cardinals, and he can keep the staff afloat and be this good, maybe, but I was also going to talk about Zach Gallen for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Also, he had an injury-plagued season last year in 23 starts, but through 7 this year, 1.14 ERA, 3-0. He's the Diamondbacks are having a great start to their year. Just because who thought they'd be 21-21 on May 22nd? I mean, we're 42 games of the season, and they're right around 500. Troy Lovello has these guys competing for a wild card spot a fourth way into the season, so I'm surprised as hell at that. And Zach Gallen's kind of their ace, along with Merrill Kelly, and Madison Bumgarner is having a really good bounce back year too. But Gallen's always had that potential. He was really good with the Marlins, if you guys remember. He was good to start with the Marlins, and then they traded him. So in 2019, he was 7 games with the Marlins, 8 games with the Diamondbacks. And he had a sub-3 ERA. In the COVID season, he was 12 starts. He had a 2.75 ERA. So it looks like this kid's putting it together, staying healthy. He's only 26. So good for him. I kind of want to keep following him and see how he's doing and how his team's doing. But ERA plus at 350. 39 strikeouts and 39 1/3 of an inning. So like, I want to see him keep up this strikeout rate. Walk rate's really good. It's 1.8 right now. And then he's keeping dudes off base and doing really well. Just really surprised at the Diamondbacks. Cool if they make a playoff run. Good. That's fun. That's cool for the league. It's a team that was absolute shit the past couple years. But look at them competing, playing well under Torey Lovello. We can scan around the league and kind of just touch on some teams that have been disappointing. I mean, I'd say Seattle at 17-25. We thought they'd come back this year. They were 90-72 last year. They had a 90-win season. And they're struggling really bad on a 4-game losing streak as of today. We'll see what happens there. And they had some kids come up. You know, Kalanick struggled, and J-Rod's been good. I think that's what his name, Julio Rodriguez, the young stud. He's been pretty solid for them, but they're in the cellar of that division right now. Texas, 18-22, made those big offseason acquisitions. Marcin Semien's been so, so bad. Friend of the show, Devin, said, I think an OPS plus out of 170 people, he's 169th. And this dude was, what, second or third in the MVP voting last year? Got that big contract, and I don't really know what happened. Cleveland, 17-20. White Sox, 19-20. Minnesota, surprisingly, leading that division at 24-16. After they had a down year at 73-89. They're rebounding from a tough year last year. Rocco Baldelli, good manager for them. And Toronto, 22-19. I wouldn't say that's a disappointment, but I thought everyone, including myself, was expecting more out of them. Their run differential is actually a negative 10, so something's not going right. I know that Alek Manoah, their young stud, has been on fire to start the year, and he's probably been one of their best players. And then Atlanta, Philly, struggling. And then other than that, that's kind of the status quo. I mean, like I said, it is tight. Dodgers are 27-13. San Diego's a game behind them at 26-14. The Giants are 4.5 games back. This is the way it's been the past couple of years, is two or three teams fight for that division, and it's usually always the Dodgers coming out on top. I'll give you guys one of my thoughts, is maybe we'll finally see the Dodgers falter a little tiny bit, and the Padres can even get better once they get Fernando Tatis Jr. back and their rotation stays healthy, and they're going to win this division. That's just being presumptuous, because the Dodgers are still the Dodgers, and they have Freddie Freeman, who's killing it. But San Diego, really like them, finally. Hopefully they stay healthy and can keep it together. I don't think San Fran is going to keep up with what they did last year. Well, they won 107 games. 22-17, a .564 winning percentage, but I don't think they're going to be able to pull off what they did last year. They have 22 wins. The Diamondbacks are right behind them with 21. And Colorado has 19. They're 19-20, so tight division. It's going to be tough to get those easy wins against what we thought would be bad teams if you're in the NL West. But it'll be a surprise. And then, I mean, we're kind of waiting for the World Series champ Braves to kind of get on a run and do their thing. Acuna just came back. I think the big thing that is going to hold them back is no Freddie Freeman. I just don't know what you do without him. The core, the heart of your organization and that franchise and that team that won the title is gone. Doing the same thing with a new team for a lot more money. So, I'm just, I wouldn't say nice surprises to start the year. We kind of assumed a lot of the stuff going on would happen. I mean, the Angels fighting the Astros to first place in the division, that's a little different. And then Minnesota, I think, being on top of that division, didn't really expect it. But Boston, who made a playoff run, 19-22 to start the year. But they're on a heater. They won 5 in a row. Trevor Story's finally picking it up. Nothing's crazy standing out to me just yet, except that the Yankees look like they may win the World Series. So leave a comment, you know, shoot us an email, shoot us something on our website. Give us something to write about, talk about. Just look forward to more content at pointlesssports.com or anywhere you guys can get our podcast. So thanks, guys. Have a good one. Peace.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.